It's a world of duality on Mother Earth, and what comes up must come down. So if you feel the life in you crumbling, if you feel something crumbling around you, that's more of this initiation for new things to come. It's not meant to feel heavy for a long time. It's meant for you to crack open more. It's meant for the light to come in more into your mind, into your body, into your soul, for you to know and for you to help others to become that teacher of like, yes, I went through this, but I also learned with wisdom how to get through this. You seek the tools and the materials you need to elevate your energy, to elevate attracting bigger and better things.
In your divine essence, you shine. In your divine essence, you thrive. I'm your host, Riss, and you're listening to Essence Podcast.
Hey, soul babes, welcome to the Essence Podcast. In this week's episode, we're talking earthquakes. We're talking the energy of the tower falling and how that feels like when our world is upside down, when we're feeling the sense of change and transition, and how to get back up on our surfboard, you know, when those big waves tend to knock us over. It's hard to get back in your flow. It's hard to see what is happening, what is next. It's hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel when you are in this survival energy. And I'm going to say that I experienced this today. I experienced survival energy. I feel like it was barely just a little bit of it, but I was already like shaken up in shock. So let me just first start off and say that I live in California, specifically Los Angeles, and we experience a lot of earthquakes. Today was one of them. And this morning, I woke up without my alarm clock. I woke up all rejuvenated and ready for the day. I woke up with the light shining through my window and with affirmations in my head of like, today's gonna be a great day. Then I go to my kitty's room where she's sleeping and I'm getting ready to feed her and I'm like talking to her. And then I realize that the room is shaking, like everything around me starts to move. So my natural instinct is, of course, is to grab my kitty Luna and like, I'm looking for my boyfriend and I'm like, babe, babe. And I'm like yelling at him and I'm also looking for my doggy. We find each other and then the earthquake stops and we're just staring at each other like, whoa, like that was strong. His family calls him, his friends call him, and I'm like in shock, like what the heck happened? At the same time, I'm over here thinking like, oh no, where's my family? Where's my friends? I need to go tell them that like I survived this. And so I text my mom and my best friend and I'm like telling them like, oh my gosh, I just went through an earthquake. Like I survived, I'm good. And then as I continue to still get myself to focus in, I'm like, okay, I need to breathe and I need to come back to getting into the flow. And I'm like, how do I get into the flow again? I'm kind of just still thrown off. I had to take a moment to breathe. And but my boyfriend, who was already back to having to snap into his flow right away, you know, because he had to go to work. And so he has a shower on and he's all sitting on the toilet. And I'm over here like knocking on his door, on the bathroom door. And I'm like, yeah, I'm still in shock. And he's like, yeah, we need to think of an emergency plan for next time. And I'm just standing there looking at him like, yeah, like still in shock. And he's like, close the door, I'm trying to use the bathroom. But of course, I have to continue on my day. So I take my doggy to go walking outside. And as I go outside, I'm looking at the houses that are around me, at the neighbors. And I'm like, oh, well, they actually just went through the same thing as well. Like I just had this moment of like zooming out, realizing that everyone else was experiencing the same thing. It wasn't just me. And As I continue to walk my dog down the neighborhood, I see this family, this dad and this little girl, like he's taking his little girl to school, I'm assuming. And I just wave at them and I'm like, hi, we just experienced something crazy. But it didn't come out of my mouth that, you know, we all experienced this. I was just kind of still like just waving in shock. And then it just occurred to me, like, life just goes on, you know, like if there's an earthquake or some natural disaster, like you have to get up and keep going. Life keeps going. Time doesn't stop when something happens. It keeps going. And it was just these two energies that I was feeling. It was like this, oh my gosh, like I just survived, you know, like I felt this feeling of feeling alive after the survival energy. And then there was also a part of me that was like, oh my gosh, poor me. Like I just went through that. It's going through the motion of like feeling what the tower crumbling feels like, feeling what it's like to get knocked off your wave, feeling what it's like to fall. Once you're able to fall, then you realize you can either turn that into wisdom by saying, okay, I'm going to be prepared for next time, or you can keep it stagnant by letting the energy stay. When you're not elevating it, it will tend to stay right there. So I feel like sometimes we get stuck into this poor me energy of like, oh my God, I went through this. And we keep it in this like, I got cheated on, I got played, or I did this, or I was sick. It's these energies that will keep us stuck. At first, it's okay because you did go through it and you're seeking help and reaching for resources. But then it comes to the point of like, okay, now that your story has been said and you've turned that into something where it's been able to be expressed, it's time to let it go. It's really about honing in on like, what is this lesson teaching me? How can I learn from it? And you fall and then you get back up again. And this goes with like a business. This goes with like your health, with relationships, with your money. Learning isn't always one way. We are gonna fall and we're gonna crumble and we're gonna get back up. It's the evolution of the circle of living and surviving. That energy is like its cycle of itself. It elevates you, you know, to become the teacher, to also become the student. It knocks you off of your surfboard. When you go through the lesson again, that's when you realize like, okay, I can actually turn this energy into wisdom. So me experiencing this earthquake and then realizing as I go outside that like my neighbors are probably feeling the same way, it humbled me enough to know I went through something with my neighbors. Like we genuinely shared something together. And when you have this moment of connectedness of sharing like a certain pain or a certain thing that happened, it gives you that hope and that awareness to know like if they made it through, I can make it through. So you're like sharing that hopefulness along with the wisdom that comes out of these towers that are crumbling. Because honestly, in this earth, we all are meant to be in connectedness together. It is through the connectedness that we have with our family and friends, with our community, that makes life worth living. If you were to work at a job, what would you be serving? You would be serving a community. You'd be serving people. And that goes along with money. You only are making money if you're being of service in some way, shape, or form to the people and to yourself. And then it goes hand in hand with like a relationship works when you're giving and receiving from the actual relationships. You're working with another person. In all categories of life, it's about connectedness. It's about wholeness with you and humanity. So it's about us. The survival itself keeps us connected more. I feel like what the crumbling does with the tower falling, it allows you to build your wisdom muscle. It allows you to earn your stripes of being a human on this earth, because it's a world of duality on Mother Earth, and what comes up must come down. So if you feel the life in you crumbling, if you feel something crumbling around you, that's more of this initiation for new things to come. It's not meant to feel heavy for a long time. It's meant for you to crack open more. It's meant for the light to come in more into your mind, into your body, into your soul, for you to know and for you to help others to become that teacher of like, yes, I went through this, but I also learned with wisdom how to get through this. You seek the tools and the materials you need to elevate your energy, to elevate attracting bigger and better things. It's when we stay stuck in this poor me aspect that we don't get to evolve as quickly as we want to. It can also become addicting, you know, this energy of any emotion, you know, especially if it's something where it shook you up, this shock energy, this like energy of like poor me, it can become addicting, this pain and the sadness. It's like, I went through this, and it sits with us, and we don't get to grow any further because we're kind of addicted, on low-key addicted to that emotion, and it's not allowing us to get anywhere else because it becomes a loop of we're not over it. And what ties into this place of being able to release this addiction is to release your control from it. Releasing your control from what the outcome came to be and allowing a better outcome to happen, allowing a better outcome to arise out of this situation, because you're going to continue to learn these life lessons regardless. And the universe is waiting for you to be able to open your mind and expand from this energy of like feeling so small to feeling so whole. Like when the shock happens, begin to open your eyes and realize like, where else is this taking me? What is this showing me? You know, how can I transmute this? And zooming out and seeing like, how is this connection happening between me and another person? Like, there is other people out there who are going through the same things. Also reaching out to those people to be able to see how to navigate this energy. And if you happen to not find anyone around you that is going through this, then guess what? That's bigger and brighter stripes for you, because you are becoming that way maker, that pave maker to help other people that around your community that do not know what the heck that feels like until it happens to them. And then you become this person of like wisdom that they can come to. So either way, those earned stripes that you're wearing are going to be useful for something. The things you go through are going to be useful for something in your life, because somewhere down the road, you're going to have that in your back pocket of like, I went through that. Yes, I did. And I can help you. It's about helping one another, this giving and receiving. And that is a beautiful thing to know. Zoom out of like yourself to see that there are other people that are may also be going through the same thing. That gives you the opportunity to connect more. That gives you the opportunity to share more, to turn it into art, to turn it into something loving. It isn't supposed to stay small. It isn't supposed to stay stagnant. When you are able to stop the talking of the story and sit with what is that you're feeling? What is it that you initially felt as the emotion, the trigger, that whole energy right there, sitting with the stagnant feeling that you have, sitting with the heartbreak, sitting with the pain, with what you feel in your body, and accepting it for what it is. That gives you the ability to start to see light at the end of the tunnel. That gives you the ability to listen to your intuition. Your intuition will begin to talk to you when your mind calms down. It's hard to calm down, of course, when you are in panic mode, when you're in survival. So that's the challenge point, is to be able to feel the calmness on the other side. Then it comes down to you being able to, again, wake up feeling real good, real refreshed, and to start your day anew, knowing you survived that, you can do it again. And it'll only become a wiser game for you. You'll understand how to navigate the energy. You know, you won't stay stagnant forever if you allow yourself to evolve, if you allow yourself to forgive what was, to forgive the person, to forgive the situation, to forgive Mother Earth for having her earthquake, you know, like she is just responding. You want to be able to communicate what you're feeling inside, but don't let it get the best of you. Know when the story has run its course, when the energy has ran its course of it happening, because it's going to continue to project itself until you learn it. So those earthquakes and those heavy energies that knock you off your feet, that throw you unexpectedly in a position of you don't want to be here, you don't want to go through this, or you're feeling survival energy, that is your moment to learn from the experience. Don't let it take you under. Instead, know you have the ability to understand what your body is saying, how it wants to project. So it's really using your mind, body, and soul to work together as a team to get you to elevate out of this situation. And when the world around you crumbles, when you fall off your surfboard, when you're going through the deep depths of the darkness, remember, there was always a light at the end of the tunnel. There was always a lesson. There's always wisdom. There's always something that you're going to be able to learn from. Every part of your life is interwoven so effortlessly, so synchronistically. Everything you're attracting, everything you're feeling, everything you're going through, everything is for your lesson. Everything is a lesson. So allow yourself to become open-minded to what the universe is presenting to you in your life at this moment in time. Join me as we take a few deep breaths and say an affirmation as a closure, placing your hands on your heart and on your stomach and just connecting to yourself, breathing in through your nose, exhaling out of your mouth, breathing in again through the nose, exhaling out of the mouth. Last time, breathing in. Exhaling out. Beautiful. And repeat after me. I am aware that my life may crumble and I may fall, but I can always get back up again. Life is my greatest teacher. Thank you, Soul Babes. If you would like to hear more about being in your essence and thriving in your creativity and healing, be sure to subscribe to my channel. You can also follow me on Instagram at Essence of Riss, on TikTok at Essence of Riss. You can also find me on Spotify and on iTunes at Essence of Riss. So everything is Essence of Riss. I love you all so, so much, and I'll see you in the next one. Mwah.